Price restrictions on short-term wholesale electricity sales soon will be in place across much of the western United States. The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission voted 5-0 yesterday to significantly change the way electricity prices are determined in California and 10 other states that share the same electricity grid. It marks a significant expansion of the federal role in containing skyrocketing electricity prices, and it may cool some demands in Congress for even stronger action. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
For the past 3 weeks, price restrictions on electricity spot markets have kicked in during emergencies in California. Now limits apply in California, Oregon, Washington, Idaho, Montana, Wyoming, Colorado, Utah, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico, around the clock through September 2002. And they're based on the cost of electricity in California. When California reserves fall to emergency levels, the top price across the West will be limited to the most expensive power needed to meet California demand at that time. When reserves return to safe levels, the maximum price allowed will be 85% of what electricity cost during the emergency. Curtis Hebert chairs the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, also known as FERC. He says this decision will help consumers and maintain incentives for investors to bring new power online.
It represents an effort to provide some relief now, while making sure that mitigation is short-lived. The Commission's goal remains to fix dysfunctional markets and to ensure that markets regain their competitive footing as quickly as possible.
But there's some discontent with the details. California Senator Dianne Feinstein has recently been one of the loudest critics of what she's called FERC inaction. This decision, she says, is a giant step forward. But she worries basing the allowed spot price on the most expensive power needed could discourage investments into efficiency.
It encourages a generator which may have more than one generating facility to keep one on a very inefficient basis, you know, polluting, inefficient, so it drives up the prices. And the second thing I don't like about it is that there is a 10% sort of uncreditworthiness kicker in this thing.
That 10% kicker is a surcharge that applies to all sales in California, sort of a carrot to quiet suppliers who fear they may not get paid. As for the senator's pollution concerns, most FERC commissioners say power generators do have an incentive to become more efficient under this setup because their profits are cut off at the most efficient plant's price, and they never know which of the expensive plants will be called into service. FERC also ordered California utilities and power suppliers to resolve their disputes about alleged overcharges within the next 15 days. The commission will only step in if it has to. Newly appointed Commissioner Pat Wood says ambiguity over how the commission could rule on refunds may push the parties to settle.
This would be a very difficult set of proceedings to handle administratively. I think we can if we have to, but Lord knows we've got better things to do in the rest of the country than be doing retroactive accounting work for the Californians when they can do it themselves.
Commissioners justified their action yesterday because wholesale spot prices have dropped in California since emergency price relief was ordered in that state. But Senator Feinstein is not sure FERC should get all the credit.
Prices did drop. There's no question about that. Now, a lot of people think prices drop because the generators know the heat is on now. Publicity for them has been unfavorable. The knowledge is widespread. And they may have just thought, you know, well, the day of taking advantage of the California broken market is coming to an end, so let's behave for a while.
For the next while, the senator is likely to pull back legislation that would have imposed a different kind of price restriction. She and other Western lawmakers have been pushing for cost-based price caps. That would limit the price of electricity to the cost of production plus a reasonable profit. The White House firmly opposes that type of measure. President Bush says it would do nothing to encourage supply or reduce demand. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.